Jessica, there is legislation proposed in the Pennsylvania legislature that would have a big impact on interchange fees on Pennsylvania sales taxes. Now, I'm suspecting this is a highly technical financial transaction that probably most of our listeners are not aware of what interchange fees are. So to start out, please explain to us what it is we're talking about here.
An interchange fee essentially is when a customer uses their credit or debit card to purchase something from a merchant or retailer, and then that merchant sends over the transaction details to their bank, and then their bank essentially sends things that transaction information through what's called a card network. And the card network forwards all that information of the transaction from the acquiring bank, so essentially the consumer's bank, to make sure that they have adequate funds, that it is actually, in fact, the consumer who's using their credit card and there aren't any issues of fraud. Following that examination, which, of course, all of this takes place in a matter of seconds, then the transaction is approved or denied, and then the completion of sale essentially happens. And there's a fee that is attached for those payment networks conducting that service, not only for the merchant, but for the consumer who is choosing to use their Visa or MasterCard or whatever the payment method might be. The Pennsylvania legislature is actually not concerned about the entire interchange fee on the transaction. They're only concerned about the interchange fee on the sales tax portion of the transaction. And to give you an example of that, if you were to 2.9% of $1, let's say, that's the sales tax, we're talking about fractions of a cent, which sort of makes it amusing when they're billing this as we're looking out for either the retailer or merchant or the consumer. Because really what they're only interested in is looking out for themselves, which is the government. So I hope that helps explain what an interchange fee is. It's a very complicated way of saying it's a fee that a merchant pays, which is built into their business costs to essentially make that transaction complete.
So it sounds to me like this proposed change, Jessica, is the state legislature wanting private businesses, being the banks and the retailers, to basically collect state taxes for nothing.
Correct. And then the complication that is right now, there isn't the digital infrastructure to make this happen, because banks and financial institutions, they apply this interchange fee to the transaction amount. We would have to have a bifurcated system in which you are essentially processing two transactions. And, you know, it's interesting because when these proposals, they sound good from a messaging standpoint, but we would be naive to think that if we're asking financial institutions to do this, that it won't increase fees on the back end, or that they won't attempt to obtain that revenue elsewhere, because that's a normal thing to do as a business. In addition to my role at the National Taxpayers Union, I own three small businesses. So it always, I always find it upsetting when I see a bill that comes out that's messaged as friendly to small businesses, because it's usually introduced by someone who's never operated or run a small business in their life. And if they did, they would know that there are 10 other things that small businesses are worried about before an interchange fee and the sales tax portion of it. So,
yeah, I would definitely agree. Operating a small business myself, there are a lot of things we're more concerned about than this microscopic fee. But small as the fee is, though, Jessica, to make this change, it sounds like what you've described is the whole fee system is very intricate, very carefully balanced. To make this change, would it throw a monkey wrench into the entire process?
It would. It would create a huge disruption in that financial ecosystem, to include probably affecting perks that we all get when we use our credit cards. You know, those miles that you get when you fly for the airlines, those aren't going to be offered anymore because they're going to alter their policies, and these fees are going to pop up elsewhere. Right now, there's a lot of transparency in these fees. You know, MasterCard, the likes of MasterCard, Visa, they're saying, hey, in order to make this a safe and secure process, this is the fee that we charge, and then merchants build it into their business model and their pricing structures. If that's not happening anymore, I think we kind of forget how much credit card companies are out there protecting us, protecting our information, fraud, et cetera. They spend a lot of money in AI innovation to make sure that yours or I's identity isn't, you know, taken from, unfortunately, nefarious people out seeking our information. But yeah, it's the compliance costs alone to make this happen are going to be passed on to small businesses, because, you know, a larger business or a big box store, they have more, I guess, people in their ecosystem to negotiate this stuff with credit card companies. Small businesses don't. I mean, you mentioned you own a small business and I own three, and it's your time to negotiate with these, some of these larger companies should more fees come down because a bill like this passes in the Pennsylvania legislature. You know, we just don't have that capacity that larger businesses do. And those fees are going to be harmful when they come down the small business pipeline.
We are talking with Jessica Ward, Senior Director of State Affairs at the National Taxpayer Union, about a proposed change to interchange fees on Pennsylvania sales tax collections. And Jessica, we in Pennsylvania, of course, proudly proclaim that we are the Keystone State, but we aren't the only state. So a change like this, these financial networks are national, actually international in scope. Is it even possible for Pennsylvania to change its law and have it practically go into effect?
No, I don't believe so, because again, the financial digital payment processing infrastructure does not exist to essentially separate these transactions. And I'll make note of this. These bills have been introduced for many, many years, none of them passing with the exception of Illinois. And I don't know that we should be following Illinois in doing anything given their financial status. But it's a little bit amusing that lawmakers, in attempts to say they're looking out for small businesses and the consumer by passing some legislation like this, if they were serious about that, we'd be having discussions about reducing the sales tax instead of reducing the interchange fees on the sales tax. That isn't government overreach and just the silliness sometimes that government engages in. I don't know what is.
Well, the legislature here had the opportunity to, Jessica, pass a reduction in the personal income tax. And in Pennsylvania, many, if not most, small businesses pay their taxes at the personal income tax rate. That change did not happen. So now they're proposing sort of this indirect change. At the end, are we consumers not going to end up having to pay for all the technology that will have to change and all the process changes that would have to be made?
Well, we'll absolutely be paying for it. And unfortunately, it won't be as transparent as it is now. You know, these companies assign a percentage to the cost when a consumer purchases something from a merchant. And you know what that is. And as a small business owner, you can negotiate also credit card processing fees. These fees are going to turn up in a far less transparent manner, and the consumer will be paying for it without a doubt, and so will the merchants. And on that note, we talk about Pennsylvania still having a gross receipts tax, and then some of the unemployment stuff that's happening in Pennsylvania that lawmakers could tackle that would be beneficial for small businesses. You know, at NTU, we did a rundown of states and unemployment insurance, and Pennsylvania has, generally speaking, a low unemployment rate, but they have a high claimant rate. Well, that affects the insurance rate that small businesses are paying. And it's like there are all of these ideas and all of these things that could actually help small businesses and the consumer alike. And Pennsylvania is not doing them. Instead, they're worried about passing a bill like this that would essentially hide fees from consumers and merchants and increase costs across the board.
I know you focus on state legislative issues, but has there been any federal legislation introduced that would attempt to accomplish something similar?
There has. It has, fingers crossed, not been successful thus far. We have unfortunately seen an uptick in interchange fees not only being introduced, but state legislatures tend to get creative by introducing what's called a study bill over the summer, you know, when no one's particularly paying attention. And generally, when a study bill is introduced over the summer, we see it introduced in the upcoming session. They're sort of giving floating a trial balloon out there. NTU, we're going to be busy here combating this misguided legislation.
Well, the National Taxpayers Union has for many decades been looking out for we, the taxpayer. So, Jessica, tell us a little bit more about the National Taxpayer Union. Also, where can folks find you on the web?
So you can find us at ntu.org. And essentially what the National Taxpayers Union is we are an advocate for the taxpayer. I'm not sure if you caught recently our NTU Rates Congress. We take essentially the spending that a congressman or a senator would want to do and then put out a score and ratings that would focus on what it is that we want out of our elected officials and where do they fall in terms of conservative policy, not overspending, good taxpayer policy, and we combine that into a rating. And unfortunately, in Pennsylvania, I believe the only person who got an A would be Representative Perry. Both your senators, Casey and Fetterman, were less than 20%, which means they are big spenders. But at NTU, we want to reduce debt, reduce spending, and just overall reduce the presence of government. And we do that for the taxpayer. So the taxpayer needs a lobbyist as well.
Jessica Ward, Senior Director of State Affairs at the National Taxpayers Union. Jessica, thank you for taking time to be with us.
Thanks so much for having me.